From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In Iraq today, American forces battled for control of Fallujah, and troops were sent to deal with unrest in the northern city of Mosul.
In Fallujah, U.S. forces launched an attack on the southern part of the city. The military says 18 Americans have been killed since fighting began there, and 69 have been wounded. We'll hear from our correspondent with the troops in just a few minutes.
Meanwhile, in Mosul, as many as 2,000 U.S. and Iraqi troops were sent in after more than a day of unrest there. NPR's Philip Reeves has that part of the story from Baghdad.
For months after U.S. forces invaded Iraq, the city of Mosul was a model of calm. Not anymore. U.S. and Iraqi forces today moved into the city to restore order after its policemen were overwhelmed. U.S. military spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Paul Hastings.
The police essentially collapsed today, but it's just a matter of restoring order, and I think that, it's certainly disappointing.
Lieutenant Colonel Hastings says U.S. and Iraqi forces, up to 2,000 troops in all, were deployed at the request of the local provincial governor. They were sent in after an outbreak of trouble in parts of the city's southeast and southwest, in which at least four police stations were abandoned after coming under attack. Some were ransacked of their weapons and set alight. This was the latest coordinated assault aimed at Iraq's policemen, scores of whom have been killed in insurgent attacks around the country in recent days. Lieutenant Colonel Hastings again.
There are roughly 8,000 Iraqi police in Mosul, and there's an additional 5,000 auxiliary police. I would say that would be just a guess of how many have walked off the job, but I would say that certainly a majority of them have left their duly appointed position.
Mosul's been placed under curfew in an effort to restore calm. As insurgents fought in the streets today, brandishing Kalashnikovs and rocket-propelled grenades, residents took cover inside. Wamith is a 38-year-old businessman in the city. He says the insurgents operated in small groups.
They started to select areas and come in four cars, mortaring the presidential palace, firing mortar and RPG rounds on the National Guards. They chose an area by civilian neighborhoods. Then they attacked the police stations.
Mosul was not the only trouble spot in Iraq today. 17 people died in another big car bomb in central Baghdad, again possibly aimed at the police as there was a patrol nearby. It's the second deadly car bomb in the capital in less than 24 hours. The provincial governor of Kirkuk reportedly survived an assassination attempt when his convoy was attacked, and 30 miles south of Baghdad, in the largely Shiite town of Hilla, there were two bombings. This police commander in Hilla, who asked not to be named, says insurgents were attempting to strike back after a crackdown by Iraqi security forces.
We started to conduct raids in Latifiya against criminal areas and hideouts for saboteurs, and that is why they started to do attacks in Hilla.
Exactly how much of the current violence can be directly attributed to events in Fallujah is a matter of debate here. The U.S. military is playing down suggestions that it's a counterattack in answer to the Fallujah assault. Lieutenant Colonel Hastings says a spike in violence was expected towards the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan and with the approach of elections planned before the end of January. Whatever the reality, U.S. and Iraqi forces now face the task of bringing stability back to the streets of Mosul and the more daunting task of reconstituting the police force. Lieutenant Colonel Hastings again.
Certainly they've demonstrated a setback here. It's just a matter of one day at a time, you try to build more capability that way.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Baghdad.